Daniel Chester French is one of the most prominent and acclaimed sculptors of his era, creating well-known works such as the statue of John Howard and the seated statue of Abraham Lincoln in the Lincoln Memorial. Most regard him as the greatest American sculptor ever. His work, the Dean James Wood Green Memorial, was unveiled in front of Lippincott Hall in 1924. The statue has two figures, the dean and a student. While the student's stance and demeanor implies the role reception of knowledge plays in high-level education, the dean himself is more complicated, with a slight lean, which just as easily screams scolding as it does a paternal, comforting talk. I think this talk is certainly symbolic of the generational information transfer that occurs in colleges and universities, and to an extent in high schools. I certainly can connect to the statue as I plan to matriculate at several colleges after high school, most likely to obtain a Doctor of Medicine degree. Furthermore, I've grown up around high-level education all my life, with my parents being college professors and my grandfather a surgeon. Although the fancy clothes and young looks and big books and high boots indicate amateurism in the student, a sure fact of life and stage in which we all have or will go through, the artist gives the impression that just a small conversation with the dean would change it all into a stout look of professionalism similar to that of the dean himself. The attire that French dressed the dean in is similar to that of today's three-piece, and by downgrading that to an unbuttoned coat with a small peak that warrants a tie, I think the artist wanted to example the restrictions sometimes imposed upon great and influential minds and the role this may play in restricting learning. This is Elliot Wissanant signing off on another Bulldog podcast.